This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. If you have trouble keeping your lawn green in the summertime, here's an incentive, a $200 ticket. That's what some homeowners in one Denver development are facing for brown patches in their yards. And yes, this is in the same state that just experienced a rash of massive wildfires. Colorado Public Radio's Megan Verley has our story.
There's not a lot of green in Colorado this summer. The corn is withering, the pine trees are parched, and in Lori Werthmann's yard, whole patches of grass are just refusing to grow.
I've put plenty of money into it. Now we're throwing water at it. And so when they said, yeah, you still have to pay $200, your lawn doesn't look good, I just thought, you've got to be kidding me.
She's not the only one. Around 500 homeowners in her subdivision got a lawn ticket from the Green Valley Ranch Homeowners Association this summer. But if you think the head of the HOA has no sympathy, you're wrong. Jack Tanner knows it's hard.
I mean, these economic times, it's rough because lawns are not necessarily the cheapest thing in the world to take care of.
But lawn tickets aren't cheap either. Werthmann has until next spring to get her grass to grow, but she's got one heavy-hitting ally. The Denver Water Utility heard about her ticket and sent out a specialist to help with the problem. In Denver, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.